Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day where the great nation has an interesting proposal to completely upset our electoral system. How would that happen? There is an Arizona lawmaker who at one point had signed on to be a so-called fake elector for Donald Trump after the former president lost his bid for a second term. He's now introducing a bill in the legislature which would give the members of the legislature complete control over the electoral votes of Arizona, a crucial swing state. In other words, it wouldn't matter whether President Biden carried the state again or whether President Trump carried the state. What would matter would be who controlled the legislature. Is this a good way to change our constitutional arrangements? We will figure that out. We will approach that. We will also approach President Trump's insistence that he is the American equivalent of Alexei Navalny. Now, I understand there's a great deal of sympathy right now for Navalny and for his wife, the gallant widow, Yulia, and for his mother who is trying to get his body back so he can have a decent burial, all of that. But is it really a valid equivalency between President Trump and the way he has been persecuted and prosecuted by the likes of Letitia James, who now is threatening not just to take Trump's fine, but if he doesn't pay the fine, to take some of his signature buildings, not for herself, but for the state of New York. Is that kind of persecution comparable to the attempt to poison Navalny, to imprison him? Has Trump ever been directly threatened with imprisonment? Well, it's possible if he does very, very poorly in some of his upcoming trials. But really, he's an equivalent of a martyred dissident. We'll talk about that. It's fascinating that President Trump goes directly to that equivalency, considering his complicated position on Russia and on Vladimir Putin in particular. President Trump is also the only candidate out there right now who is fearlessly facing the key issue of water pressure. We will get to that as well on a busy day on the Medved Show. And Nikki Haley saying she refuses to quit. And this is fascinating. The Associated Press has a big story about Nikki Haley. She vowed to stay in the fight against Trump at least until Super Tuesday's slate of more than a dozen contests on March 5th. The upcoming primary in South Carolina, the polling shows Trump winning very handily, and winning probably by more than the margin he won with in New Hampshire. And this is in Nikki Haley's home state. But according to the Associated Press, Nikki Haley vowed to stay in the fight against Trump at least until Super Tuesday's slate of more than a dozen contests on March 15th. There are actually 16 contests totally on Super Tuesday. That's even if she suffers a big loss in her home state on this Saturday's vote. 10 days after South Carolina, another 20 states vote, she writes. I mean, this isn't Russia. We don't want someone to go in and just get 99% of the vote, Haley told the Associated Press. What is the rush? Why is everybody so panicked about me having to get out of the race? In fact, some Republicans, writes the AP, are encouraging Haley to stay in the campaign even if she continues to lose and lose and lose, potentially all the way to the National Republican Convention in July. Now, why does that make any sense? Why do you keep, well, first of all, because she continues raising money. And there are a lot of people who have put money into the Haley campaign, and including lots and lots of ordinary people who are sending in their funds. By the way, there's actually a report today from the National Journal about the national fundraising roundup, and the leading candidate in terms of raising money isn't Nikki Haley, it isn't Donald Trump, it's Joe Biden. And by a long shot, with all of the problems that he has as President of the United States, with his perception of being too old for the job and having a wavering campaign. There was also an exchange involving Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press spokesman, who refused to rule out this continuing rumor that Biden is going to pull out of the race. The point about Nikki Haley staying in the race and the comment that she made to the AP is that there is still coming up a great many, many, many tests for Donald Trump. One of them is, where is he going to find this $500 million? Yes, that's $500 million. To pay his legal costs for the fraud trial for his business. Now, what he has to do, he has to come up with the money somehow. Otherwise, they can attach his buildings, his properties, which are probably worth more than $500 million total. That was what the entire trial was about. There's also the $83.3 million that he owes to E. Jean Carroll for having gone back and defamed her and then defamed her again. He had already been assigned to pay her $5 million. Now, with all of this going on and all of the time that President Trump is going to be spending in courtrooms, and with at least one of the trials, it will probably be the hush money for porn stars trial in New York City, with all of this in line, of course it makes sense for some other Republican, some Republican alternative, to not make Trump the automatic, easy nominee before the convention. Because there are a lot of things that can happen. The convention is in August of this year. And some of the legal issues facing President Trump, some of the personal issues facing President Trump, does anyone want to rule out the idea that he could make some tremendous mistake that would want people to preserve the idea of at least a Republican alternative? By the way, she's making it more and more clear, Nikki Haley, that President Trump is not expected by her or wanted by her to choose her for his vice presidential running mate. In fact, on a TV interview, President Trump actually named his likely running mates, including a surprise. It's not a surprise to us. We've talked about it on the show before. It's a surprise because not all of his running mates are Republicans. There is one running mate he suggested who is an independent. Which running mate would that be? It's a former member of the U.S. Congress and a veteran of the U.S. military who has left the Democratic Party and identified as an independent. So would that be an attempt to get the no labels vote such as it is? We will be covering this and more of Haley's I Won't Back Down campaign, announcing a bus tour, planning stops in Michigan, Colorado, Utah, Virginia, Washington State, D.C., North Carolina, and Massachusetts during the week ahead. And how much money has Biden raised recently? And why is that suddenly gushing into the Democrats' campaign? And is there a chance for a Republican to actually win statewide in California? The New York Times almost admits that possibility. We'll cover that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, it's not just Tom Petty who sings I Won't Back Down. That's also become some of the theme song for Nikki Haley, who continues her aggressive campaign to challenge Donald Trump as the Republican nominee for President of the United States. As Trump's Make America Great Again movement presses for her exit, a defiant Nikki Haley yesterday repeatedly likened Trump to Democratic President Joe Biden and described both of them as too old, too divisive, and too unpopular to be the only options for voters this fall. What's so peculiar, to it seems to me, is that when you ask about this, do you think that Trump and Biden are both too old? 70% of Americans say, yes, of course they are. Trump's 77. He's going to be 78. For somebody to come back for a brand new term as president at age 78, it's pretty similar to the idea of Biden coming back for another term as president at age 81. None of this makes any sense. Too divisive. There is actually a fine piece today about by Arthur Herman, who's been a guest on the show many times, about Joe Biden's disappointment for all of the American people who he had promised to bring us together. Does anyone feel that Joe Biden has been the sort of unifying force that he promised to be? Or that Trump was a unifying force when he when he was president? Both of these guys have had negative approval ratings basically all through Trump's term as president and through almost everything in Biden's term as president from the very beginning. It's really a failure to bring America together. So she says too old, too divisive, and too unpopular. Well, that's true. So why is it that it is so impossible for us to get a different nominee? And that, by the way, goes to very deep questions that I think we should be asking at some point about the way we arrange our presidential elections, which doesn't make a great deal of sense and needs some reform. Haley also pushed back when asked if there is any primary state where she can actually win defeating Trump. Quote, instead of asking me what states I'm going to win, why don't we ask how he's going to win a general election after spending a full year in a courtroom? That's a reasonable question. Polls suggest she's a major underdog in her home state of South Carolina Saturday. That's when the primary is. And in the 16 Super Tuesday contest to follow. And since he announced his first presidential bid in 2015, every effort by a Republican to blunt Trump's rise has failed. Yet she is leaning into the fight, says the AP. Lest anyone question her commitment, Haley's campaign is spending more than $500,000 on a new television advertising campaign set to begin running today in Michigan before the state's February 27th primary, according to spokesperson Olivia Perez-Cubas. At the same time, the AP has obtained Haley's post-South Carolina travel schedule that features 11 separate trips in 7 days across Michigan, Minnesota, Colorado, Utah, Virginia, Washington, D.C., North Carolina, and Massachusetts. The schedule also includes at least 10 high-dollar private fundraising events. Indeed, Haley's expansive base of big and small donors is donating at an extraordinary pace despite her underwhelming performance at the polls. And that, of course, allows her to keep going. They interviewed someone named Eric Levine, who has co-hosted a New York fundraiser for Haley this month. He says, I'm going to support her to the convention. We're not prepared to fold our tents and pray at the altar of Donald Trump. That altar seemed to take up a very strange desire to replicate, to some extent at least, the appeal of Alexei Navalny. Alexei Navalny, a dissident, somebody with the courage to challenge a dictator, but President Trump believes he is in the same situation as Alexei Navalny was. This is what he said during his Fox town hall with Laura Ingraham last night. President Trump, clip one.
It is a form of communism or fascism. The guy's a nut job. I've known this for a long time, and I've said it openly. No jury, no anything. Letitia James is horrible attorney general in New York. Campaigned on, I will get Trump. We went through a trial. It turned out we're totally innocent on everything. And he fined me $355 million plus interest and other things. $355. And what we did, in fact, my financial statements were conservative. Everybody made money. There was no victim. The bank gets up and says, we love this guy. I mean, they love
him. He paid back the loans.
100%. No defaults, no anything.
Okay. The conversation continued. And the idea that this is a form of communism or fascism, we have that clip one that President Trump, he doesn't like Judge Engoron, and no, there was not a jury trial. There was never supposed to be a jury trial. But what there was a finding of facts and then a question about whether or not for the fraudulent activities and exaggerating the levels of the value of the various properties he had and investments he had to get different bank loans. There is a new announcement from RFK Jr. RFK Jr. has also raised millions of dollars for his campaign as an independent for president. He plans to announce his vice presidential nominee within the next 10 days. And he doesn't have to persuade anybody because he's an independent candidate. He doesn't have to persuade the rest of the party because there is no party. But will his vice presidential nominee be Alex Jones, Aaron Rodgers, who might take a break from a football career that isn't going anywhere, Kanye West, Tulsi Gabbard? Tulsi Gabbard also mentioned by President Trump last night. We will cover President Trump on who he says are his main possibilities to be his running mate. Coming up on the Medved Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Coastal California communities from San Luis Obispo all the way south to Long Beach continue facing threats from flooding and mudslides. as drenching atmospheric river storms continued to pummel the state. Areas of the Southern California region were forecast to see anywhere between a half inch to another inch or so of rainfall Wednesday. Already 8 to 12 inches of rainfall has come to those areas. Also, snow melt remains a concern. Trial involving lyrics to Hotel California starts Wednesday in Lower Manhattan. The 1977 Eagles hit was written out by hand, but soon after lost. A rare book dealer and memorabilia seller is being accused of selling the lyrics to auction houses while knowing the lyrics had been stolen. That dealer's attorneys, though, argue their client is innocent. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you my friend,
Michael Medved.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. This, of course, brings us to President Trump's first choice for vice president, which was Mike Pence, which was a good choice because he's a good man. And Mike Pence was an effective vice president, offering all kinds of loyal support for Donald Trump until on January 6th, it just became impossible because of the demands that President Trump was making about overturning the election, etc. Okay, he waited last time until the very end of the whole nomination process before it was very well known that he was going to be the nominee. He's not waiting this time. He seems to have narrowed this down. He was doing a town hall meeting on Fox with Laura Ingraham, and in Greenville, South Carolina. South Carolina, of course, the site of the big primary, which the Trump campaign wants the world to consider the South Carolina primary the end of the road. The Haley campaign says, no, we're going to stay alive to up till the convention, and we're raising the money to do it. But President Trump spoke this way about his potential vice presidential picks last night.
What qualities are you looking for in your vice presidential pick?
Well, always the first quality has to be somebody that you think will be a good president, because if something should happen, you have to have somebody that's going to be a great president. A lot of people are talking about that gentleman right over there. He's appointed to Rick.
He's been such a great advocate.
Tim Scott. This is in a very positive way. Tim Scott. He has been much better for me than he was for himself. I watched his campaign, and he doesn't like talking about himself. But boy, does he talk about Trump. And I said, you know, I called him. I said, Tim, you're better for me than you were for yourself. But he's fantastic, and he's a fantastic person.
Someone who can step into the role.
Most importantly, you have to view that.
Okay, and we have him going on because he listed five other potential vice presidents. The other potential vice presidents he mentioned, according to the Washington Post, were Governor Ron DeSantis. Yes. And by the way, that would be difficult because they would have to establish under the Constitution of the United States and the 12th Amendment of the Constitution, they would have established that Trump was no longer a resident of Florida. He would want to go back to being a resident of New York because you can't have two candidates who are both resident of the same state without forfeiting, in Florida's case, 29 electoral votes. So that's not going to happen. And though he showed the graciousness to mention Ron DeSantis, he also mentioned a South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Representative Byron Donalds, another Floridian with another problem, but Byron Donalds, it seems if you're talking about Tim Scott and going for a black candidate, Republican conservative candidate to put on the ticket, Byron Donalds would be a much less likely possibility than Tim Scott. He's not as well known, hasn't run himself. And the warmth with which President Trump spoke about Tim Scott sounds like it may be a tip-off. They also mentioned Vivek Ramaswamy, which doesn't anybody else think this is a deep long shot, Ramaswamy for vice president, given the fact that the negativity with which he was greeted in his presidential campaign was so intense and formidable. And then he mentioned Tulsi Gabbard, who isn't even formally a Republican. Tulsi Gabbard was a liberal Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii for a couple of terms, and she ran for president last time. She was one of that several dozen Democrats who ran at one point or another. She never got any particular energy there. Look, she is good on TV, and in fact, a lot of people have felt that her entire political adventures have been based upon building a TV career. But would it be likely for Tulsi Gabbard to agree to be a running mate for President Trump? Seems to me she is more likely as a running mate for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, there's this report that he plans to announce his vice presidential nominee within the next 10 days. Now, that would make sense for Robert Kennedy Jr. only if it was somebody very well known who would tend to want someone who could add credibility to what is always, any independent candidacy is always a long shot candidacy. You may remember when Ross Perot was running for president and he got 18%, he had nominated Admiral Stockdale to be his vice presidential nominee, and then Admiral Stockdale began in the vice presidential debate because they ended up getting 19% of the vote. They had enough votes to qualify for the debates. He said, I guess you're wondering what I'm doing up here tonight.
Now, that was just sad.
It was a sad moment. But the idea of who Robert Kennedy could select to balance his ticket, Anybody understand what really the Robert Kennedy campaign is going to, I mean, other than the vaccination issue? That's why Aaron Rodgers is one of the names that has come up. It is going to, by the way, there's a new online petition. This is being offered by Nikki Haley's campaign. And the petition asks, if Donald Trump is running to serve the people deserve to hear from him on the debate stage. Sign the petition to tell Trump to debate Nikki. Trump spoke last night about his willingness, his eagerness, in fact, to debate Joe Biden. Trump, who skipped this cycle's primary debates, said he was ready to debate Biden right now. He said that during that Fox News town hall last night. He said, I'll do it right now on your show. Yeah, I'm sure Biden would welcome that. I'll challenge him right now. The former president had shown a willingness to debate the incumbent, but these were his most direct remarks. We'll hear more about Trump on Navalny's death and the claim that what is happening to him is similar to what happened to Alexei Navalny. Meanwhile, other figures in terms of all the money that is being raised, it just makes me wonder. Dean Phillips, who's still running, the Democratic congressman from Minnesota, raised $1.6 million in January, including $1 million from the candidate himself. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. raised $2.7 million, spent $3.3 million, has $5 million on hand. More coming up.
Ding, 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 ding.
Get 50% off by becoming an annual MedHead member.
Nice.
Join at michaelmedved.com.
Real nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medved Show, one of the great things about the town hall last night with President Trump and Laura Ingraham on Fox News, one of the great things about that debate was that President Trump showed that he was willing to bring up perspectives and issues that no other candidate for president, no, not Cornel West, not Dean Phillips, not Marianne Williamson, she actually has suspended her campaign, not Robert Kennedy Jr. or Joe Biden or Nikki Haley. No one else is willing to bring up these key issues. For instance, there is the horrible blight, the huge national threat, the terminal demise of democracy factor having to do with the evil system of mail-in voting. Here is President Trump on the subject. Clip two.
Mail-in voting. So forget the past. What are you going to do to make sure we don't have problems going forward?
If you have mail-in voting, you automatically have fraud. If you have
okay, well, there's mail-in voting in Florida,
that's
and
right.
You won huge.
That's right. If you have it, you're going to have fraud.
But you won.
Because you don't have any. When you go into a voting place, like you go into one in a properly run state, they look at you, they give voter ID, you give all sorts of identification. I mean, it would be very hard to cheat in a mass scale. When you send out millions, like California, I think they sent out 36 million ballots. They don't have a voting booth in the whole place. And then millions of ballots come back. Nobody knows where they're coming from.
Right, but what are you going to do about it?
The way you win is by swamping them. The way you win is by swamping them. You got to have, and we're going to swamp. I'll tell you what, I did great in the first election. I did much better in the second.
We have an interesting.
Okay, again, this idea that I did much better in the second election, and Laura Ingraham doesn't say anything to him. How did he do better? He lost. And basically, he believes that he actually didn't lose. But the fact of the matter is, when he says I did much better in the second election, everyone did better because there was a much higher turnout. People actually came to participate in that election who didn't participate in the first election. And in the first election, he
One of the things that happened, and one of the reasons he won in those crucial swing states, was because there was much more third-party vote. There were 6% of the votes went to somebody who wasn't named Hillary Clinton and went to somebody who wasn't named Donald Trump, and allowed President Trump to win, and even though he had a smaller percentage of the actual votes that were cast. Now, he had a smaller percentage of the actual votes that were cast in 2020 than he did in 2016. And the fact that she didn't say anything about that, well, then again, President Trump brought up one of his other most important issues, aside from mail-in ballots, which, by the way, have worked fine across the country. I mean, we do all mail-in ballots in Washington State, and I don't really think that, well, again, there was a defeated Republican candidate for governor, Lauren Culp, who lost by over 500,000 votes. I mean, in a state of 9 million, it was a big, decisive loss. But the idea is that mail-in ballots and the notion that people don't check and don't follow it up, we've had the situation where they've come back and said, oh, the signature that you signed on the envelope, one of our children, won't say which one, had scrawled a signature on a ballot and was questioned about it, had to actually come back and certify that this was a ballot that had been signed by the actual offspring in the Medved family. Meanwhile, there was also a question about another issue that only Trump has the courage to address, water pressure. This is clip five.
Do you believe they pushed to control gas stoves, you know, how far you could drive by forcing people into electric vehicles? All the new edicts that they really want to push out. What's really behind that? Do you believe there's a bigger agenda to kind of control movement, control people's freedom of movement?
Well, a lot of people said that. I'm not sure. I just think they maybe are just mixed up or confused. They come out with faucets where no water comes out. You know, if you go and buy a home, and they know what I mean, the showers, you stand under a shower and there's no water coming, and you're saying you end up standing there five times longer.
But they want that. They want the dishwasher to be changed, all of that.
Okay, and there's not only water pressure, it's not only because of that issue, it's because of his courage on those issues that Trump is a political prisoner, just like Alexei Navalny. Listen, clip four.
Do you see yourself as a potential political prisoner in the United States, because that's their goal, is to put you in jail behind your bars, right, for the rest of your life?
If I were losing in the polls, they wouldn't even be talking about me, and I wouldn't have had any legal fees.
If you had retired from politics, would all these
cases... If I were out, I think, although they hate me so much, I think if I got out, they'd still, let's pursue this guy. We can't stand this guy. Look, I won an election that wasn't supposed to be winnable. I then did much better the second time. I won't get into it, but I did because of Fox. But I did a much better job the second time. We got millions and millions of more votes the second time. And now we're doing much better than we did the second time and the first time, almost put together.
Are you a potential political prisoner, sir?
Well, I think because of the fact that I'm doing so well, that I'm beating Biden at a level that they've never seen before, this is not supposed to happen. You know, it's much easier for a Democrat to run. Much easier.
Okay, and not answering the question about being a potential political prisoner. And by the way, what that question is asking is whether questions about hush money for porn stars or business fraud, whether those are just political indictments. President Trump then also spoke about billionaires like me, but then pivots. Listen, clip six.
He's able to raise $42 million in January. He's just headed out to California. He'll be at the home of Haim Saban. You know him, the big pro-Israel benefactor, multi-billionaire. Why are the billionaires rallying to Joe Biden?
Well, look, they like me too. They made more money with me than they ever made before.
They did, so why are they
rallying? But that was in a positive. I'll tell you, the ones that I love are the ones that pay me on average $61, and I'm raising millions and millions of dollars. $61, and some of them do it every single month.
They're talking about Chaim Saban supporting President Biden. He's been a long-time Democrat. And, by the way, one of those people who actually paid money to build the new Democratic National Committee headquarters. There's much more. President Trump asserting that, well, Haley is losing so bigly in her state. Clip 7.
She's not working. She's here. She's down by 30, 35 points. And everybody knows her. You're not supposed to lose your home state. Shouldn't happen anyway. And she's losing it big. I mean, really, I said bigly and bigly. She loses it bigly. But we're gonna really do a job. I think that, as you know, when we went to Iowa, we got the biggest margin in the history of the caucus. The biggest. That's a long time.
And then, of course, there was fact-checking about some of Trump's claims about the classified documents. We will get to that. We will also get to the U.S. veto that occurred yesterday that we discussed. It was a veto where the New York Times actually made it sound as if the United States was opposing a truce. But there is no truce if it's only one side that agrees to it. And part of the difficulty here is that the United States, unlike the Algeria resolution that we vetoed yesterday, the United States is actually trying to negotiate some kind of a deal that involves that not only the U.S. and Israel making concessions, but Hamas, which started this war and still holds over 100 hostages. We will get to that and to more. And the Tucker Carlson issue, such as it is, and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.